Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Bookworm Trio. I'm Mariana Tabares, and I'm here with my co-hosts
Mia Perdomo,
Charlie Sotero.
Today we will be analyzing Into the Wild by John Krakauer. We're going to start off with the ethos of the author throughout the entire book, but it's very evident from the very beginning how he has done his research and is really knowledgeable about this whole subject and Chris McCandless himself. Since the very beginning, he starts saying how he knew everything about him, from his full name to where he's grown up, being Washington, D.C., and his life in and out of school. He also wants to have a larger knowledge on bigger subjects, such as the American imagination, the high-risk activities that hold for men of certain mind, being Chris, the complicated and highly charged bond that exists between fathers and sons, so then he could easily compare himself with his own father and have a connection with Chris and his father.
And that's why we trust him. Also, the most essential part of his argument is convincing the readers that he's in fact credible to accurately interpret the facts of McCandless's life, so then he could put them together in a manner that actually makes sense and the events leading up to his life correct in all details. In the author's note, he mentions that the sole reason he wrote the book was by virtue of his interest in the case when he was writing an article on it, and this shows his devotion to the case and his drive to get his story across in full accuracy. He really implements his credibility in chapter 18. We can see that although it was previously thought that the cause of Chris's death was starvation, he discovers it was actually a plant that he ingested during his time in the wild. The plant he ate hence made him really fatigued and weak due to the fact that it was poisoned. And he really goes the extra mile to go in depth, and most authors wouldn't even have bothered to investigate the real cause of his demise on the bus. Most authors would have just omitted the unknown and left an element of mystery, which is why this really shows his credibility and makes everyone trust him.
Yeah, and I get your aspect that his trust comes from his knowledge, and I completely agree with that, but I feel like we also trust him as readers because he also compares himself to Chris. Like, he even says it in chapter 14, how as a youth he was told that he was willful, self-absorbed, and eternally reckless and moody. A lot of other readers could relate this back to Chris, and just like John Krakauer, he mentions that just like McCandless, he was aroused by male authority because it left him confused and angry, which is much like Chris's relationship with his father Walt. And then this allows you to really trust him because of his connection between himself and his father's and all of these comparisons that he makes. And that trust, as a reader, I feel like that makes him really like him, because he's not biased throughout his whole book. Even from the very beginning, he mentions how he wants the readers to have their own opinion about Chris rather than him being an influence to it. For instance, in chapter 17, when he was on the Stampede Trail with his friends, he was saying how they were just trying to understand him. He quotes, "We were trying to get a handle on how he came to grieve, trying to understand why some people seem to despise him so intensely for having died here." He's more trying to understand rather than judge him and really know about his actions and all of his adventures. But nobody really gonna talk about Chris's credibility?
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, that Chris, throughout the book, John also builds up Chris's ethos. For instance, in chapter 17, he talks about how local Alaskan hunters thought that Chris's arrogance made him be confused between what a moose and a caribou was. And yet, after John Krakauer does his own research, he discovers that it actually was a moose and that Chris was correct in identifying this animal. And even if this was unintentional from Chris, it shows that he has authority, because he was also able to live in the wild for such a long time. And throughout the book, John Krakauer talks about the people that he met in his journey, and that shows that how Chris McCandless was such a likable character, and that throughout the book, the way that he writes makes people fall in love with Chris McCandless as well.
Yeah, and then that just shows how everybody is fond of not only John Krakauer, but Chris, so everybody likes just both the author and the protagonist. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. This is the Bookworm Trio, and we'll be back soon with more podcasts on this amazing book. Thank you.